Oks.
It is estimated that some 10 million Roma live in Europe, the equivalent of the total population of the Czech Republic. But we hear very little about Romani writing. A new anthology published by the Museum of Romani Culture in Brno and called Cialo Vodi, meaning full soul, is helping to put that right, bringing together four decades of prose written by Romani authors in the Czech Republic. All the stories were written in the Romani language, and this attractive hardback edition with parallel Romani and Czech texts offers rich insights into Romani life in this country, past and present. The stories span a period from the 1960s to the present day, and although some of the writers are already well known, other names will be quite new, even to people familiar with Czech Romani writing. The anthology was compiled by Helena Sadilková, who told me about the process of putting together works by no less than 21 Romani writers.
I've been reading a lot of the Romani literature that was published in the Czech Republic during the last 50, 60 years. And as I was reading through it during the years, I realized that there is a lot of people who have written interesting things, but these are always short stories. I don't know if few of these authors have managed to write as much as it could be published as a book. And I thought it would be very nice to have an anthology where all of these small authors, in inverted commas, could actually publish their best pieces.
Most of them have one thing in common, don't they? That they are either autobiographical, telling episodes from people's lives, or they're talking about their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. Is this very typical for Romani writing in the Czech Republic and Slovakia?
Yes, this is one of the characteristic strands, I would say, because a lot of these writers are actually working on the tradition of oral culture. And in the oral culture, stories about ancestors and about important people in people's lives and about important events in people's lives, these stories are very popular till today, which means when these people actually came to the moment where they realized they could use writing, which was for many of them a revolutionary almost event or moment, then I think quite logically they actually started writing in the way of the stories they were used to hear about.
And some of the stories are very interesting as well, in the way that they go between telling people's own life stories to a really quite fantastic world sometimes, mm-hmm. where you have people like the Empress Maria Theresa suddenly turning up in a story, which is again typical, isn't it, that this border between what's true and what's fantasy isn't necessarily clearly defined, is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is again a typical characteristic, I would say, about narrations, because these narrations always happen between the narrator and the audience. And the line between what is realistic or what is still believable actually is very flexible, and it really depends on the audience how far they let the author or the narrator to actually employ his fantasy.
Tell me about some of your favorite stories and narrations in this anthology.
One of my most favorite pieces is the piece called Dilino, which means stupid. It also has an interesting history. It is a story about believing or returning to childhood and believing really that supernatural things are possible, that fairy tales are actually a reality. And it is a story retold through the eyes of an adult woman who actually recollects how, when she was a little girl, they used to tell a fairy tale about a pig that actually miraculously reincarnated into a beautiful princess. And she connects it with a story that happened in her village with one of her small friends who actually found a little pig and then was taking care of it for a long time. And then when his mother decides that the pig has to be killed so that they have enough to eat, he actually runs away with this pig. And then after several years, he returns with a beautiful woman. And this little girl actually recognizes that this beautiful woman could be this little pig that he has been taking care about for a long time before.
"Idiot has come back," someone cried. At those words, all the Roma came running out of their houses. "It's really him, idiot." He was still thin, slim, but he had grown up, a handsome young man. Skinny came up from the back, slowly. She was scared it would kill her if it turned out not to be him. When Idiot saw his mother, he threw himself into her arms. "Mommy, don't be angry." He kissed her hands. Skinny hugged her son. "My boy has come back, my boy has come back." She kissed his eyes, his mouth, his hair, and covered him with her tears. "Mommy, this is my wife." The Roma couldn't believe their eyes. Her beauty was more dazzling than the brightest sunshine. That's what they say in the fairy tales. "Where is she from, my boy? Who are your people, my girl?" "From far away, mommy. Far away."
Again, you can see this, like, boundary between reality and fantasy, and how these fairy tales and this belief in childhood stories is very strong in this story. And then it is also an interesting history of the story itself, because this story was written in 1960s. And in the late 1960s, early 1970s, the Roma in the Czech Republic had, for the first time, the possibility to publish anything in Romani. There was a journal called Romani Lil, and there they could publish short stories and poems. And as this journal became established and much more known in the general Romani public, people started to send their stories to the editorial house. And this is one of the stories that actually arrived to the journal, but because in 1973 the journal and the movement itself, the political movement, was abolished by the communist power, this story was never actually published, and it remained in the archives of the editorial house, and then it was saved when this building was being moved, but it never was published.
And a lot of these stories are written by older Romani writers, and most of them also were written some time ago. There seems to be surprisingly little more recent writing in Romani. Is this because people are no longer writing?
Of course, it is a minority movement. And even though ethnic writing is so much popular nowadays, even in the mainstream, the Roma have never made it into this mainstream and being seen as an ethnic literature. I think it is a question of support and of acceptability, perhaps, because Romani music has always been part of the mainstream. So it is not such a miracle that nowadays we have Romani rappers or Romani hip-hoppers or whatever, and they really made it into the world music scene. Whereas literature is so much a part from what is a traditional Romani culture, because it has been an oral culture, which means it is still very unnatural for people to write and for people to read when we look at the Romani public. And then in the mainstream literature culture, I think it is also a matter of being capable of accepting different norms and different standards, different canons, because many of these authors have very little institutional education and they are really working with the oral tradition, which is so different in some ways from the mainstream literature, literary canon, that then it is very difficult for these people to really make it into the mainstream.
All these writers are writing in the Romani language, the mm-hmm. ancient language spoken by European Roma for centuries. I'd be interested to know whether there are still many younger Roma who are even in a position to be able to write in the Romani language, because it seems that even with attempts to keep the language alive, the drift towards Czech seems to be continuing.
On one hand, it is absolutely true that many of the older authors have Romani as their maternal language, and they really do express themselves much better in Romani than they do in Czech. But there are also many people who actually have written their pieces in Czech and then they translated it into Romani. There is also a few people who no longer speaks or writes Romani. But on the other hand, I must say that with the younger generation, nobody really actually knows to what degree the language has been lost. And I think there is a very strong passive knowledge of the language, even in the younger generation, even though they do not use it as often as they could. And it is a really question of little inputs that actually turns them into using Romani again.
Most of the writers are of the older generation, but there are one or two short pieces written by much younger Romani writers. One of them, for example, is Patrick Csonka, who I felt he really writes in a way that's very interesting.
Yeah, this is one of the fresh airs that we wanted to present in the book, so to say. His short story is reflecting the position of the Roma as they are seen by the majority population, meaning a young man, unemployed, left by his woman, and the story is called Mourning. And it is about him lying in the bed and trying to get up, trying to do something with his life, and being unable to do anything with it.
It's all been the same the last couple of years. Grey, reeking of cigarette smoke, a waste of time. I open my eyes and through the fog of sleep I squint at the cracks in the wall. I shift. The sound of the bed disturbs a mouse. God knows where it came from. Its breakfast is the hard crust of my bread. I stare at the wall, and my thoughts drift back to Marika. Bitch. On the table among what's left of the food, a letter from her is kicking around. It came yesterday. I haven't opened it yet. Why should I? A noise in the corridor shakes me from my dreams. The neighbor's yelling at Fanda. Fanda's her new guy. She picked him up at some joint. It's raining. I get up and go to the toilet. It's not flushing. Hasn't been for 2 days. Why bother to mend it? Who for? Outside, kids are yelling on their way to school. Brats. In the mirror, some unshaven face looks at me. I run the palm of my hand over my face. I should wash and get work. What's the point? Damn it.
Helena Sadilkova, it's in a way a rather gloomy picture that you've painted, but I do hope that there is still time for a revival of Romani literature in the Czech Republic, in the Romani language, which has survived so many centuries in Europe. Thank you very much indeed for talking to me today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for letting me talk with you. Mm-hmm.